mixed up the drug. A nurse put the IV into his arm. But beyond that, Mr. Keevy just sat occupying a chair for several hours. How did that merit these kinds of bills? When Mr. Keevy complained to the NYU billing office, a patient care representative offered a range of non-explanations. She tried to tell me that although she had no idea how much profit NYU is making, she was sure that it couldn't be all that much. After all, there are shipping costs, storage costs, and other administrative costs associated with the hospital facility. Really? Enough to justify $120,000 billed to Emblem Health for a single dosage administered? In the end, she said that I should pay no attention to how much money my insurance company was being forced to pay. After all, it's not costing me anything. When I tried to pick up the investigation where Mr. Keevy left off, the explanations got even less convincing. The public affairs department told me Mr. Keevy was an outlier because he was getting aggressive treatment and he is large. Remicade is dosed according to weight, and at over 6 feet and nearly 400 pounds, Mr. Keevy does get a relatively large dose. But even so, the wholesale price of Mr. Keevy's dose of Remicade should only have been about $1,200, a drug researcher at another hospital told me. As we slid down the rabbit hole of medical pricing, things only got darker and darker. NYU Langone, it turns out, has a financial interest in Remicade and potentially stands to profit each time the drug is used. One of Remicade's inventors is Dr. Jan Vilcek, a professor at NYU and an immigrant from Slovakia, who donated a share of his patent royalties to Langone Medical Center in gratitude for help reestablishing his career in the United States. NYU sold most of its rights to the royalties in 2007 for $650 million, but it still receives payments if the profits from the drug rise above an undisclosed bar. With charges like $132,000, chances are that the bar will be crossed. But there was a bigger shocker for Mr. Keevy. Instead of taking issue with the price and securing a deep discount, his insurer came through with almost all of the cash. I was stunned when the first infusion bill finally showed up on my account, Mr. Keevy wrote to me. Emblem Health paid $73,931.98 for the first single infusion. I couldn't believe my eyes. This was for the same drug at the same dosage as I'd always gotten. Nothing had changed. And then it went up to $99,593.27 for subsequent times. The capitulation so angered Mr. Keevy that he decided to switch to a drug he could give himself at home, though it did not work as well. Rule 10. Prices will rise to whatever the market will bear. Emblem was shelling out $1 million a year to NYU Langone for Mr. Keevy's treatments. And because he is a New York City teacher, that means all residents were paying some share with their tax dollars. Why would an insurer pay such an exorbitant price for a drug? The history. In the beginning. Claims forms and explanations of benefits now seem as native to medicine as oxygen and water are to the earth. But it is important to remember that health insurance is a relatively novel invention, one whose mission has changed dramatically in recent decades. The very idea of health insurance is in some ways the original sin that catalyzed the evolution of today's medical industrial complex. The people who founded the Blue Cross Association in Texas nearly a century ago had no idea how their innovation would spin out of control. They intended it to help the sick. And in the beginning, it did. 100 years ago, medical treatments were basic, cheap, and not terribly effective. Often run by religious charities, hospitals were placed